Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. In order to continue on with these efforts to simplify and limit the number of indicators in Target E, our position is that the indicators E1 to E3 are the substantive indicators, and they are the indicators which we would like to keep in order for us to make our measurements. Now, to be consistent with what we said when we discussed D, Target D, our proposal was to amend D4 as worded and use a wording that incorporates the concern that was a concern of a number of countries when we discussed D4. Now, D4 refers to the number of countries which have resilience strategies on health and education in the context of their disaster risk reduction strategies. So we'll be being very concrete on a critical service when we speak about infrastructure. So we're much more precise if we do that. E11 now. E11, which was proposed by us. Our understanding is that Target E basically says the following: substantially increase the number of countries with national and local disaster risk reduction strategies. Now, there are various levels, of course, of countries that develop strategies on disaster risk reduction. Now, this is linked to Sendai, of course, the Sendai framework. After Sendai, we had Hyogo as well, and we put together a new list of 10 key aspects for disaster risk reduction. Now, our view is that the reference to the percentage, and not numbers, because each country has a relative number of local governments who acceded to that commitment, is an expression that is easy to measure locally and by local governments. Therefore, this could be a subsection of E2. So E2.1, namely percentage of local governments, this is an E2, percentage of local governments who committed themselves to the new key aspects that arose from the Resilient Town campaign. Our aim in our proposal was not to have a level of detail that was not required. On the contrary, our motivation was for us to have a tool that enable us